So when we kind of went through the numbers and just added that up, how much nuclear do we see China and India bringing online over the next 15 years? How much do we see at risk of being taken offline? This was the most startling finding. What we found is that the world is actually at risk of losing 4 times more clean energy than we lost over the last 10 years. In other words, we're not in a clean energy revolution, we're in a clean energy crisis. So it's understandable that engineers would look for a technical fix to the fears that people have of nuclear. But when you consider that these are big challenges to do, that they're going to take a long time to solve, there's this other issue, which is that are those technical fixes really going to solve people's fears? Let's take safety. You know, despite what people think, it's hard to figure out how to make nuclear power much safer. I mean, every medical journal that looks at it, this is the most recent study from the British journal Lancet, one of the most respected journals in the world, nuclear is the safest way to make reliable power. Everybody's scared of the accident. So you go look at the accident data, Fukushima, Chernobyl, World Health Organization finds the same thing. The vast majority of harm is caused by people panicking, and they're panicking because they're afraid. In other words, the harm that's caused isn't actually caused by the machines or the radiation. It's caused by our fears.